In the middle of the Yom. The Gemara had said, we should make a mamatino from Yivam Lashuk. It feels like Yivam Lashuk is a chai ve'lavin and says, Laisiya Ishis Hanei Sahutsa Lizal. The Kedushin is in Taifis, but who would have been all chai ve'lavin? The Gemara says, we had a posse kishyanu le'ish shtei no'ashim. Achas Nesua means, it's Nua ben Yisrael, and it says, Kisiyah. So from here we know that Kedushin is Taifis Chachai Ve'lav. Look, the Gemara Vaita Kula Rabbi Kiva Da Oma, according to Rabbi Kiva, that says, Ein Kedushin Taifis Chachai Ve'lav. He holds Kedushin is not Taifis Chachai Ve'lav. Kisiyena B'mai Mukim. So what is the Si Kisiyena speaking about? Sikha speaking about Snua Bin Yisrael. And we have over here that Siena, the Kedushin is Taifis. So we see Kedushin is Taifis, Bechai Ve'lam. So the Gemara says, B'mai Mukim, Ba'almon Elokayim Godel. This Pasuk is speaking about an Amon Elokayim Godel. Uche Rav Simoy. The sign here Rav Simoy, Oina, Minakayil Hoye Rabbi Kiva, Oise Mamza, Chutz Mi'almon Elokayim Godel. Shrei Omra Teure Lo Yechalo Zaharoi. So there's a Diyak Chilule Moise Vein Oise Mamzeir. So he says the Pasuk is saying what he's doing to his children. Yechalo Zaharoi. And what is he doing to his children? He's being Mechalo the Kedushas Kune Mehem. The Vaisis is not more, but he's making them Mamzeirim also. So Vais Tachoi, that Amon Vukain Godol, he doesn't make Mamzeir, even though it's Chai Vilav. What does Rashi say? What's the Rashi? With Rashi Ula Rabbi Kiva, the Om Abi Yevomit, She'en Kedushin Tevsin B'chai V'lam. Liktoni, we learned, Cholat V'osa B'omayma, a person gave Chalitza to a Yevomit, and now she's also to the Cholat and the Lava of La Yivne, and then after the Chalitza V'osa B'omayma, he wanted to make Kedushin with her, Ein La'acha Chalitza Klum. So after the chalitza, there's nothing was chal. Kloima, ein ha-maimer teifes bo. The maimer isn't teifes. The kom le-hashta bevelo yivne. He's even now the love of lo yivne. And condition isn't teifes b'chai v'lav. Ve'oma b'gmore tanya rabbi yoyma, ein ha-dvorim alolo amur, melo dibe rabbi kivim, she-yoyse chalutze ke-elve. Rabbi kiva holds chai v'lav, not like chai v'krisus, the condition isn't teifes. So according to Rabbi Kiva, what is the Kisiyano Le'ish? By the Snua. Snua means Snua Bin Yisrael. So how could it be Kisiyano? The Gemara says, Ba'almono L'Kayin Godel. Well, who the Topsi Kedushi? The Gola Rachmon Nebod, Ein Ablad Mamza Elochom. So that's Pshat, according to Rav Simoy, this is Pshat in the Pasuk, according to Rabbi Kiva. Rek the Gemara Ula Rabbi Yesheva. The Omar Boyu Nitzavach Alakiva Ben Yosef Shoyoima Kol Shailoi Bia Bi Yisrael Havlav Namsa. Rabbi Yeshevo held that Rabbi Kiva makes more cases Mamzer. And therefore he said we have to be Chaylik on Rabbi Kiva because he says Kol Shailoi Bia Bi Yisrael, every Yisrael Bia is also Havlav Namsa. So Al Koponim. So this zikha includes Amon Elokayim Godel. It's anicha l'Rabbi Yesheva ila fukim midrav semoy kosi. If Rabbi Yesheva only wants to be moisif and Rav Semoy. Rav Semoy said according to Rabbi Kiva, Kedushin is taifis Amon Elokayim Godel. Rabbi Yesheva wants to say Kedushin is not taifis. Shapir. That's very good. So he's only chaylik on a mamlok kain godel, and therefore we can say that the posik kishyena speaking about chayve yeser afilo according to Rabbi Kiva it's not a mamlok and kedushin is safe. Elohi time with the nafshei koma, but if this losh that he's saying kol she'ein lo'i bi'a bi'yisro, not only wants to be chaylik on the chiddush of Rav Simoy, he's saying Dvorim Kav Yosom. Every Yisr Bia creates Mamzeres. Vasu Vokai V'yesei the Maim Mokim Bo. So what did Rabbi Kiva do with this Pasuk? Mo says Be'bu'ula L'koyim Bo. This Pasuk is Yenu L'ish Achas Nua, speaking about that the Ish was a Koyim Bo and she was a Be'ula. Umaishna, like the Gemara, what is the difference between Abula, the Kohen Gadol, and Mitzri, Adayme, and everything is an asset. What is the difference? Mishim Dahavle es Asay Shein Shavu Bakir. It's an Asay Shein Shavu Bakir. It's only known by Kohen Gadol. So Mamela, it's a Gringer Asay. So here, Rabbi Kiva holds that the solution is Taifis, and that's the Kisiyem. Let us see what Rashi says. Mamona le Kohen Gadol, Bahu hu de tofni kedushi, de goli rachmona bo, dein havlad mamzer ele cholo. That's what the Pasuk is speaking about, the Kisiyanu is going by Mamona le Kohen Gadol. According to Rabbi Yosheva, Boyu ne tava halakiva ben Yosef, she poisol harbe mi Yisrael, she yoyimah kol biya bi Yisrael, she lehetta bo havlad mamzer. Anichi lav klolohu, elu lafuki mide rapsimoi. The mapik chad michai vilavin. Rapsimoi says there's one chai vilavin. That Rabbi Kiva holds that the lav is not a mamza. Oti vashminon, so Rabbi Yosheva comes and says, the bachol chai vilavin is Rabbi Kiva mamza. Kishate, ike luk nekisiyano, le Rabbi Yosheva, alibe de Rabbi Kiva, be mitzri vadoimi, be soyu shloy shedoyris, the chai vyaseinim. So then, if he's only chaylik and rapsimoy, he's only moisev that all chay v'lam kedushin isn't taifis, but he's moisev a chay v'yes kedushin is taifis. So then, the siyano is not a problem. We'll say speaking about chay v'yes, early time of the napshei koma. But if this lotion should not be taken with a grain of salt, he doesn't come lafuki. Rapsimoy, he's saying, Ko shein biya biya soil av lab mamza, v'klo lo kayo. The lava the Rapsimoy l'chudei poli. El ashminen the ko she biya soil biya soil. Whenever there's a biya sister, av lab mamza. What are you going to do with the kisiyana? Amai mukilo. So what will he, that time is supposed to kisiyana. So the mother says, v'bula le koyin godo. The esu. The seed isha bibsuleho yikach, absula v'loi bu'ula, v'lav abo mechlala seyes. So now Rashi has a kashi, but Rashi says, v'leke la'akshuyi. Rashi is asking, he says, abu'ula kedushne taifu. Is kan shoyul aben, how did she become a bu'ula? If she was a bu'ula, so there's one of three alternatives. Hazayna, either she's Hazayna, or Yama, or Igrusha. So Mamela, so you're saying it's only a Chai V'yes. Shuldik, if it's a Ba'ula, it was a Bila. There was a Bila, so she's either Hazayna, or Igrusha, or if there was a Bila Tisha, so she's a Igrusha, or Kalola, a Igrusha, or an Amone. If it's a Chai V'lavin, and if she was a Bila Tisha, so it's a Zayna, so it's a Bila Tisha. So it's a Zayna, also a Lav. So, how could you say that every bu'ula besides the Yisr Esri Abula is the Chai V'lavin of Zayne? And Kedushin is according to Rabbi Yosheva, Kedushin is in Taifis, but with a Zayne. Rashi says, V'leka l'apshuya ha-Zayne'i, ha-Yomon ha-Gush. This Rashi, the bu'ulas p'nuye lab Zayne'i. Bu'ulas p'nuye is lab Zayne'i. Kedisna b'yegomis, Ein zayne ele geyres, mishucheres, mishniva la bilas nus, ubiyas isa la posala. Now, I have here two problems on this Rashi. One problem, Rashi is very unclear. Rashi says, she's not a zayne, biyas pnuya does not make her a zayne, the bula pnuya lam zayne, the bula pnuya lam zayne, it's not a zayne. Let's be mimantic a little bit. There's a machloikis, Rabbi Leza, there's a Rabbi Leza in Yevamit that holds pony abo la pnuye oso zay. So, so Rashi is saying, but Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold like Rabbi Lezer. That's what Rashi is saying. So if we stop here, we'll do good. The most pnuye lam zayin. Fine. Good. We don't hold like Rabbi Lezer. But now Rashi brings a Mishnah. This number you bought is Ein zayin el giyores mishucheres. V'sheniva lo abilas nus. Ubiyas isa la posolo. So Rashi brings four cases, and what's the third case? Shneva la bilas nus. So what's Rashi answer? Rashi brings a Mishnah. And the Pella is that, let's look at Rashi. Rashi in Yevomis says Pshan this Mishnah. Actually, this is a Dachmer, this is a Greis on this Mishnah. The Greis on this Rashi, I mean. There, Rashi, it says in the Mishnah, Ein Zoyne, El Giyayres, Mishocheres, Sheniva Lo Bilas Tnus. So Rashi says, on that Mishnah, Kigoyin, what's Biyas Tnus? Kigoyin Yisrael, Es Haniva Lo Lo Posolo. That's what Rashi says. That's the case of Zoyne. That's what Rashi says in Chumash also. Chayve Krisis. Even Niva Lo Lo Posolo, or Chayve Krisis. So over here, there's a greise, but no one says it. Over shenibla bilis nus kigoyin biyasisal apostola. That's what that ubi, not u, not matter a fourth case. This is pshat and zayna. Kigoyin biyasisal apostola. Okay, that's one ha'or. Ha'or number two. The Bach wants to say another test. Agavuche the Shara Melech says. Very choshevadik, he brings down this Rashi. He declares, according to Rabbi Lezer, that holds that a pony avo al apnuya saw zayna, according to Rabbi Lezer, what would it be if he's ma'anet her? A pony avo apnuya is ma'anet. You see, she called her zayna, yes, no, according to Rabbi Lezer. So he brings a raya from this Rashi that she is called a zayna. Well, Rashi says, we claim Gashal, how did she become a bula? Someone was ma'anet her, finished. So I feel according to Rabbi Lezer, you're not a Zayna means that she wanted to be Mizana. Someone was Manasa, so she's not called a Mizana, no Manasa. So I say from Rashi, that's also in the Mishnah, the brings the life of this Rashi, that I believe Manasa is also called a Zayna. Fine. Now let us look at the Bach. The Bach wants to say, the Bach always says, Va'af la Rabbi Lezer, the Spirula Yasa Zayna af the Pnuya. So, according to so, Chayra Arashi is saying, it seems Rabbi Kiva does not hold a Kabbalah. So Memela, she became a Bahula only to either be a Apostle or... Then you're a Zayne, but Tamazay a Beast in New Year's, you don't become a Zayne. So the Bach, Ba'afla, the Lezer, the Sfirale, a So Zayne, after Pnuya, Bekomo kam Ashkecha, b'mamenes, kenise b'gmore, b'yivom, b'stafnum, tesam, So the Bach has another Mahalach, and this Mahalach is brought down in the Shittish by Neugel Emil, so, that is speaking about as follows. It's speaking about a Kitana, a mother married off a Kitana, which is Lishba Rabbono. And so, the Talisha is the Rabbono. So the bees that were done then is the bees Shalisha. Then she was Memayin, and she's Memayin, so she's Oike the Ishus Lamafneya. So Memela, she's not a Grusha, she's not an Almone, but she's not a Zoyna also, because it was a Bia Shalisha. So Memela, so the Bach says another Echetim, you're looking for Echetim, and you have a Bula that's not a Zoyna according to Rabbi Lezer. I have a Bula that's not a Zoyna according to Rabbi Lezer. That Akitane is Shemiyana. That's what the Bach says, that's what the Shishul Neidemi says also. So when I learned this, I had Gvaldik Agmas Nefesh from this. I didn't understand what they're saying. Because we're talking about this apostate in the Torah Kisiyano. So this yeah, Kisiyano is speaking about a Bula Lekain Godel. Rashi says, but listen, this Bula Lekain Godel, how did you become a Bula? So Rashi says, not like Kabbalah. Right, not like Kabbalah. Rabbi Kiva doesn't know like Kabbalah. Right. Oh, well, the Bach is not. Well, according to Kabbalah, Rabbi Kiva can't know like Kabbalah. How did you become a Bula? Ktane Shei Siyo Ima. I mean, the Pasuk isn't talking about that. I'm very sorry. The Pasuk is not speaking about after the Takonis. The Pasuk says Kisiyeno by a Bulo. We're not speaking about after Chazal made a Takonis that a mother can marry off a daughter and she was in the mind. This is a Takonis Rabbono. The Pasuk is not speaking about this. So she became a bull and not through Anisha Starabona. So we're back where we started from. It bothered me very much, but I saw Han Boch Hashem the Shara Melech Tainas, the Shara Melech and Perik Yitzchet, and Milchus Yisur Ibi Aloch and Beis. He says he can't say this Teret, Rashi couldn't say this Teret, because we're talking about a Posek. The Posek is not speaking about that there was a Kedush in the Rabbonom, and she was Memayim. Fine. So the Gemara says, "So Maishna Hayese Mechay V'Yese the Mitzri V'Azoyim." According to Rabbi Yeshiva, that holds that Kedushin is in Taifas by every Chay V'Yese. So why by this Chay V'Yese is Kedushin in Taifas? The Gemara says, "Shein Yishava Bako, Shein Noyik Ella B'Koyin God." It's only Noyik B'Koyin God. Tilkach Kil. The Gringas. Fine. Let's go further in the Gemara. V'Rabbonon. Now the Gemara is asking, now let's remind ourselves, we had a kasha, according to the Rabbonon, let's learn out a mamatina from Yavam Elishuk. Just like Yavam Elishuk is a Chai V'Lavin, the Kedushin is in Taifas, so let all Chai V'Lavin, Kedushin shouldn't be Taifas. That was the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara answered, I have a posik, Yisihiyena. Yisihiyena is coming to tell us that a Snua bin Yisuel, which means Chai V'Lavin, so that's what the Kedushin is Taifas. I have a posik, the Kedushin is Taifas by Chai V'Lavin. Like the Gemara, how do you know, how did the Rabbonon know that the Kisiyana is coming to tell us to be mapping from this Mamatsi? Really, I have a Mamatsi know that Kedushin is not Taifas Bechai Ve'lav. I have a Mamatsi know from Yivam Lushuk. You tell me Kisiyana? Maybe Kisiyana is speaking about Chai Ve'yeser. How do you not speak about Chai Ve'lav? So how do the Rabbonon know I have a mamatina from Yavam Elishuk, which should tell me that Kedushin is not Taifas B'Chai V'Lav. And the Kisiyan is speaking about Chai V'Yeser. That's the Gemara's kasha. And the Gemara, let us see the Gemara. The Rabbanan, as the book is about Chai V'Lav, and the Rabbanan said it's speaking about Chai V'Lav, and look me B'Chai V'Yeser. Let us speak about Chai V'Yeser. What kind of Chai V'Yeser are you talking about? Both of the wives were Mitzriyois. Ishtayim Snuyim. So not the Achas Uva, but Achas Snuyim. He Achas Mitzris, but Achas Yisraelis. If the Uva was a Yisraelis, and then the Snuyim was a Mitzris. Ishtay Noshim, Me'am Echot Be'ino. I need that both Noshim come the same nation. Where do we see this? So the Yaakov brings down from the Maribe Rav, Kisiyana le'ish shtei noshim. What do you need the shtei? That, she said, Kisiyana le'ish noshim, achazuva v'achazuva. What do you need the shtei? So the shtei is makish shtei hem me'am echot. That's the shtei. So Memela, so you can't say that one is a mitzvah, so one is Israelis, but they're not me'am echot. The Rishayim ask a kasha, maybe one is a Mitzri Shani, one is a Mitzri Shlishi. So they say a Mitzri Shlishi is also called Shtayim. That's the Israelis Gomer already. Mutalavi Bekol, that's also called Shtayim. So it's also not good. So the Rabbanos, they can't be speaking about Mitzris or Adoimi, because you need both of them are Me'amech. Ibul alakoyin godol. I may be speaking about ibul alakoyin godol. Mixivti and alakoyin. So the whole pasuk is speaking about a koyin. Says kishyan aleish. So it seems this pasuk is applicable by all people of all tadachei achayim, not afke by a koyin. So memele of the process of elimination, they can't be speaking about chay ve'yaseh because both are meant to be me'am echot. It can't be speaking about Bula Koyin Godel, says Kisiyan Elish, or Kisiyan Elikoyin. So Akkor is speaking about Chai V'Lavin. Akkor is speaking about Chai V'Lavin. The Rabbi Kivin. Aye, so this is a very good deek. So we see the poster can't be speaking about Bula Koyin Godel, can't be speaking about some Mele. Rabbi Kivin, Bal Kol Chachov Shofki Lekot Abadochi Kimuki Anash. According to Rabbi Kivin, it's a doichik, but that's kind of, you don't have any other Pshah poster. The Kiva learns out when Yavam Elokayin Godel, the Kedushin is in Taifas B'Chai V'Lav. So the Pasuk has to be speaking about Bulu Nekoyim Godol, or Chai Be'Yeser, according to Rav Samoy. According to Rav Samoy, he can be speaking about a Bulu Nekoyim Godol. According to Rav Yosheva, he's either speaking about Chai Be'Yeser, if he's only Chaylik at Rav Samoy, or speaking about Bulu Nekoyim Godol. Yeah, you have to say that's only eight, so the Pasuk is the Dachik Mukhi Anash. Let us see what Rashi says. Let's see Rashi. Chabon, the Mukhi Laiki Shem, the Bechai Vilav, is even the Matinu, the Mela, the Yavom, the Mamatinu, Shank, the Shin Types, and then, and the Mukhila, Bechai Vilav, and Nukme, Bechai Vilav. Let's say, speaking of Bechai Vilav. Well, says because the pasuk does not flow to speak about Chai Be'Yeser. The Gemara says, "I was the Vatzal Bekiyim." Al Kolchech Shoki Lekod Abedochi Kemuki Anavshi Betrashi. Even the Goli Lachkod BeYevamad Leitovsi Bakdush. I have a pasuk by Yevamad that Tushin isn't taken. Is Neilef Minos we make a Mamatzinu the Chai Be'Lavim less for Kedushin. Siena. Now I have a pasuk. Siena. Hakocha machayvi esekama. Uchidoyim lechode mitzris. Rabbi Yeshiva bebulo lekayim gom. Now this lashon of Rashi is also very shvel. Both of these mahalchim is according to Rabbi Yeshiva. If Rabbi Yeshiva was going on Rav Samoyit, then it's going on Chai Be'Yeser. Rabbi Sheva was going on Nafshe, saying the Bulu Kohen Godol. So this Lashon of Rashi is also very unclear. Al Koponim, that's the end of this Sugya, that we know that Kedushin is not Teifis. This was the second mouth, Kedushin is not Teifis, but Chai Be'Kisa is a Kavokim, and Yavam Lashuk, and the Kisiyena is coming to tell us Chai Be'Lav that is Teifis. That's according to the Chilkum Rabbi Kiva, and according to Rabbi Kiva, Kishen is either speaking about a Mono Lekoyim Godol, or Chai Be'Yeser, or Bulu Lekoyim Godol. Now, let's go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, the last bov in the Mishnah, B'chol mi she'ein lo, lo y'olo v'lei al acherim kedushin. A woman that cannot be married to the boyo, not can be married to anyone, have lav kamoisa. So the lav is what she is. The eze, ze, the vlad shivcha v'nochis, has vlada kamoisa. So the emerson, the Mishnah is telling us two halachas. Number one, the Mishnah is telling us that a shivcha nochis, the lav basvis is kedushin, period. That's the first thing. The second thing is telling us, since she is a lavas disestution, period, so the vlad kamoisa, whatever that means. So these are the two halachas that the Mishnah is telling us. Yeah. Zok to Gemara. V'chol mi she'ein lo olav, shivcha knanis minolav. How do we know that kedushin is not toifis b'shivcha knanis? The first halacha that says in the Omar Avuna Omar Kro Shvulachem Poi Ima Chamre Am Hadoyme Lechamre. He's Lechere speaking about Eliezer and Ishmael. Ishmael was also a Ben Shivche, we'll say, Shtam from Hogov. So the Pasuk tells us Shvulachem Poi Ima Chamre. Now, between you and me, why was it necessary for Avraham Avinu to tell them Shulachem Poi? Why is he have to tell them Imachamer? So Imachamer is Miyuta. So the Pasuk is coming to tell us that you're equivalent to the Chamer. Am Hadoyme LaChamer. Let us just mention there's a Chedushi Arim in the end of Parshas Vayero. The Chiddush Arim says, "Vadovo tamua, lama yiyeh eved המחויב במצווס כאישה יויסה גרוע מנוחי. הרבת נני, וסחי במצווס כאישה, he's worse than a goy. ולחמר הוא דוימה, he's a חמר, a goy is not a חמר, and he's a חמר. ונראה, so the Chedush Yerim says, כי הרבת, הלויקייח, as oil ha'abdus, hateful יהודי. An Eved that wants to become an Eved by a Yid, Areyu mevatel legamrei es shaloi. So his whole mahut, his whole atmi is that the taich abdus tayid, Eved knani gufoi koni, his whole atmi is, his whole pazenlichkeit is in ganzen bottle to the other. That means I'm not a etzem bifnei atmai, I'm kuloi bottle and koni to you. And he says, V'chol taivosa yushlei mosoi, in that gufe, that is chayiv in mitzvah kishe, bolai rak mei ha'avdis, that punt vakel, since he's konui to a yid, so his shleimis, he derives his shleimis from that gufe, that I was zeche to be an ever to a yid. V'kol ma she yeshloi, whatever he has, whatever he is, bottle umevutul la adoyma. So he's this ganzen bottle to the other. So he's not considered that I'm a person bifnei atmi. I'm in ganzen mevatul myself. Gufoi konui. That is my greatest shleimus. That I'm a rechush of a yid. So memele he himself doesn't have any atmi. So that pshat am hadoyma lechamer. So memeles are just like a chamor is a labat visus kedushin. She's also a labat visus kedushin. He says the isha's past if she is a person and etzem, she's in ganzen bottle to the other. Rashi shivchem in olam loytavsi bo kedushin. Zuk the gemara ashkechon de loytavsi bo kedushin. Fine. So that's the first half of the mishnah. That a shivchem loytavsi bo kedushin. Vlada kamaisa minola. Now how do we know vlada kamaisa? That the vlad is like the shifre. You have a father a yid and a mother a shifre. So the Mishnah says vlada kamaisa. Now makro aisha vilerdeo tiyo ladeineho. It says that if an Eved Ivri married a shifre, so he leaves. And the yilodim that he had belongs to the yodon. So you see, the vladois are bechlal not meyuchis to him. They belong to the yodin. What does Rashi say? Ha isha vilodeho, v'shivcho knane sheyichto lebedivri, v'amakro v'lo yeitze haben chofshi im oviv, because he's bechlal menutik from oviv, he's this is the rechush of the other. Let us see Taisvis. V'loda kamoya minoma. L'fum rita mashme. It would seem, achi perusha. What is the shayla? What are you asking? The name of the Yisrael habala shivcha havlad kosha. That means, why are you saying that it's a shivcha? Let the vlad be a yid. It should be kosha. It shouldn't be a shivcha. It shouldn't be an eved. It should be a Yisrael. Vahich inuche lahachsha ba'in kedushin v'yesh aveira. Yoisa miyesh kedushin v'yesh aveira. He says the previous case said that if it's yesh kedushin v'yesh aveira, so hoylich achar apogum, bo'omad avlat hoylich achar apogum. So what is the difference? If you have a Yisrael married a mamzeres, or a mamzer married a Yisrael, so there is a din haloi hacha psuloi, so the child is the psu of the pogum. The child will be a mamza, whatever psu one of the parents had. And that yesh kedushin v'yesh aveira. So here this kedushin, and there's an aveira also, rein kedushin v'yesh aveira. So here we should zicha say, that avlad oilach achar apogum. Now, so Taisus is asking, so why do we need a new limud? Rechitayme, da osel ashmin da filo koala mamza havlat kamoya. So maybe this pasuk is coming to tell us that a filo koala mamza havlat kamoya v'yesh leita kona v'shichu. So what is Taisus coming to tell us? So what is the chiddush of the pasuk? The pasuk is coming to tell us l'chayre here in Mestome, this is not a halacha of Havlat Eilech Achar HaPogum. Faker, this is, he loses the Mamzeres, and he becomes a Shivche. V'yesh lai takona b'shicha. So Memele, so what was the kasha? The kasha was, I could figure out that he's a, that the child is an Eved HaShivcha, al Pa'alocha Havlat Eilech Achar HaPogum. So Taisa says, no, but what'll be if both parents are Pogumim? You have the father was a mamza, the mother was a shivcha. Havladoicha achapogim. So they have both. So here the Gemara is learning out, no, Havladoicha moise is only a shivcha. He's not a mamza. So this is not out the din of Havladoicha achapogim. It's not out the saloche. So, your whole essay, Havladoicha holds like that. Havladoicha bonon. Havladoicha was chaylik on Havladoicha, like he holds. That it's both, it's a mamzer and a shivcha. So memele, so according to him, there's no such din that it's only a shivcha, not a mamzer. So lechayre, so in such a case, it's both. In a case when one is kosher, one is possible, we have a din of avladei lechacher apog. Now gavuche, they bring down from the Bnei Yeshua, what the hell face with kasher? Lechayre, avladei lechacher apog is Hilchis Yichus. Yeah, a mamza in Yisrael. What is the child? Child is a mamza. Here's the pagam of the one of the parents. But here you have to know that the child is a shivcha, there's a whole, not only dine yichus over here. He's a shivcha, the child of shivcha belongs to the yod. I mean, you have everything over here. A whole parsha. So the Bnei Yeshua says from Taisus Kashu, see, I'm Moira the Kazakh. Ralf Naloch of Avlad Eir Lechacha Pogum is Bako Mikokul is like the Pogum. Not only a din in Yichud, it's a din in everything. Venire, the Hochi Perush, Al Kaponim Sotais Zer Zakash. Vlodo Kamoyo Minolo Shloye Kori Bnoi Lishum Dobo. Vafilu Ki Bnoi Mamza Loi Have it. That is not, that must bring a, playing a different shayla. The din of lodo kamoya means that the child is bechlau menutik from the father. He doesn't have a din son, legabe, anything. I feel like if my mamza lo yav, leila yershoi, a mamza yashin the father. He's a ben shivcha does not yashin the father. Leila tame loy, he's not, he's not meant to be metame, it's not a son. Leila yavim eishis ochiv. That means if this father had two brothers, one was from a shivcha, one was from a nasi soil, so they're not brothers, there's no relationship whatsoever to the father. It's not considered a son. So the Gemara is telling, that's lodo kamoiho, that there is no connection whatsoever to the father. There's no connection whatsoever to the father. Agavuche, we see, but according to Rabbi Lazi, he's a mamza. If the father's a mamza, that's what Taisus Padok. The father's a mamza, and the mother's a shivcha, so the child is a mamza and a shivcha. There's no connection with the father. What comes to Yerusha, you're not my son. If it comes to a mamza, you're following in my footsteps. I'm a mamza, you're a mamza. He's a mamza, I mean, it's very interesting. Now, lechayre, it would seem as follows, that all these dinim, I think, are dinim in Kuva, in relationships. In relationships, he's not related to his father. That's the Kuva. He's not a ben. Maybe he doesn't yashin. A korim yashin. A vlad kamoya means he isha vilda tiyaladei. Now, he's nothing to do with it. It's not at all related to the father. But the pogomim of the father, that's not totally in Kuva. That's a metzias. If a pogom was moiled that child, there is a oilich macha pogom. So my mail is, so that, it seems that's how we split the hair. Look the Gemara weiter. Now, we had in the Mishnah two cases. One case we had that a shivcha, his kedushin is not tefes with him and with anybody. The other case was nachas. So the Mishnah again is saying two halachas. And by a nachas, kedushin is not tefes and a nachas. Number one. And number two, that the vlada kamaisa, the child of the god. Nachas minala. Amakra leisis chatein bo. So the Baal will learn the Gemara the way Rashi learns the Gemara. That leisis chatein bo means that you can't have chitum in them. Not leisis chatein bo is coming for a lav. Leisis chatein bo is coming to tell her you can't have chitum with a goy. So in other words, that the pasuk is telling us the kedushin is not taifis by with a goy. Dr. Gemara, Ashkachna, Leitovsi, Bo Kedush. So I see that Kedush is in Taifis. Now it says in the Mishnah that Bloda Kamaisa, that this child is a goy. The father is a yid, and the mother is a goyte, the child is a goy. Minola, how do we know Bloda Kamaisa? Amar Rav Yechanan, Mishum Rav Shimon Ben Yechoy, the Amar Kor, Ki Yoser as Bincha Me Acharai. Now the Pasuk is speaking about two cases. One case, the Pasuk is speaking about you should not marry off your daughter to a goy. Should not take a goyte for your son. So we have two cases. Now, ki yoser es bincha me'acharai. Bincha me'acharai means that as follows. Bincha me'acharai means, this is Harashi Lemshad, that yoser is going on the goyishah. And he's going to take bincha ma'acharai. Now the goyisha husband, he should have said ki yosa as bincha ma'acharai. We're talking about the goyisha husband. We're saying what the goyisha husband is going to do. He's going to make bincha to go away from the Rabbi Yishmael. Not bincha, it's bincha. So pshat is bincha means your grandson. Bincha means your grandson. So bincha habo mi'israelis kori bincha. So that's called bincha. That means, so there the Torah was worried. The Torah told us the calamity which will arise from this zibuk, that he's going to make your grandson neved avodah zarah. Yosef is bincha mi'acharai. Bincha habo mi'israelis kori bincha. Now it doesn't say the same case when your son married a goita ki soser as bincha miyachai. It doesn't say, it only says ki yoser as bincha. So the only time I'm afraid of hasore from the grandchildren is dafke if the mother is a yidinet. But if the mother's a goita, I'm not afraid of the grandchildren. Now let's just say a psalmuyim de kizach. So there's a psalmuyim de karamban. Talk about the grandchildren. Let's talk about the children. We have here a goyish husband and a yiddish daughter. Let's talk. I mean, that's the deep. Why do you think he also has bitcha miyacharai? So the Ramban says, I'm really good at what the bitcha says. She grew up in a teira de kishtub. This guy will never convince her to change her belief and to change her ways of life. So the calamity will not be by her. Haki yasa, don't worry. She's strong. We see in this week's parasha there was a taina and Yaakov Avinu didn't give over Dina to Esau. Dina Avinu to Esau, don't worry about it. She won't, Dina can take care of herself, I think. But I'll call upon him, but you know what the pasuk was about the grandchildren. They're small. They never had a chinuch in your house. And there is a goyish father. Ooh, he's going to make Hashem lots of fun with him. So that's how the Ramban says pshat according to Rashi. This is pshat the pasuk. The Pasuk was only speaking about we're afraid of the grandchildren if there's a goyish father. So can't say what that. And what's with the grandchildren if there's a goyish mother? So the Pasuk says there's a goyish mother, there's no grandchildren, there's no children. So there's no problem. So that's the right. So let's say, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Lo da kamay saminol, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum, Rabbi Shimon ben Yechai, Amar Kro, Ki Yosar, Es Bincha Meyacharai, Bincha Bo Mishraelis, Kari bincha, vein bincha, bo min evedet kecham, kari bincha, ella bin da. So let us see Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Lois is half in bomb, like the Halo Chob bomb, Toyras Chito. Kiosas Binchal Elminex is Bitcha, Lois is a Livnoi. O Bitoi, Lois is a Livnoi. The Samach Lai, Kiosas as Ki Yoser as Binchal, a reason for one of these one of them. Mida Lois is Kiosas as Bitcha. Mashme, so we're not talking about your daughter. Mashmet the ben hanoyled leiv kechavam mebitcha kama she's gonna leiv kechavam meyachal. The pasuk we're not speaking about your daughter. This is a kiyoser. We're talking about the husband. We're talking about the goyish husband, and we're not afraid of your daughter, but we're afraid of your grandson. Ishamino the ben bitcha afilu minoyev kechavam kari bitcha ve'ein bincha abo menevedes kechavam kari bitcha. Who's like Steve Nami, we're not afraid, he's Sosir as Bincha. If you have a Goyish mother, she'll be Mesa as Bincha. The Nishma Mimnei. Then we would learn the Kopin Namikra, Bibitoi Le Sikach Livnecha, Mishum Ki Sosir as a Ben Hanoilud Lo. Mi Bincha. That means that she'll be Mesa, this son, Ki Sosir as a Ben Hanoilud Lo Mi Bincha. The child that was born from your son shall be Mesa. Means your grandson. Alma ben avedis kechav many kari bincha, lebanot, there's no problem. Mincha mi Yisraelis kari bincha. Lav mikro dailik lo, alochi kama. Mi de lebat vachulu. It means, but ben and leilis meaka meislish bincha. Lav mikro dailik lo, there's no posik that says this beferish, alochi kama. What the posik does not mention. That means if the pasuk only was worried about the son of your daughter, and I don't have a pasuk that's worrying about the son of your son, not because it's not the pasuk says like this. Alachika, me the like kapit ka ben hanoilad me men or shmami no bincha misereres kori bincha, avo bincha menevedes kechovim ein kori bincha is not called bincha. So that's what we see. Now, we're going to have a very shveri Gemara, but let's learn the Gemara according to the way Rashi learns. Omar Rabin, Shma Mino. From here we see, Ben Bitcha Bo Moivet Kechovim Kori Bitcha. So, Kan Shaila Ben, good morning. Rabbi Yechna said Hashem, Rabbi Shimon Ben Yechoy, Shma Mino. Here you can find out. That he's called Bincha. Okay, this is Taisus Kasha and Rashi, but let us just. But now the Gemara is all the teams of Avin is that Amirdeke Chidish, that the Ben Bitcha is called Bincha. So the Gemara says, Neymo Kosova Rabino Ivikechom Ve'eve Havor Bas Yisrael Havlad Mamsa. Maybe he holds that Havlad Mamsa. Is that true? If the child is a Yid, so then, we should be Mamzeres. Because, let us understand, Mamzeres, the Gemara held, is totally in the Bia of Yitzvisa's solution. So you have a Goyisha husband and a Yiddish mother, from a male, it's a Bia of Yitzvisa's solution. So that spells out Mamzeres. Now, if the child would be a Goy, there's no Psul Mamzeres by Goyim, only by Kedushas Yisrael there's a Psul Mamzeres. But now that Ravin is dead, that the child is a yid, Shma Mino Ben Bitcha Bo Mev Kechom Kori Bitcha is a yid, and Moses, so then will come out that the child is a mamza, come out of Kori Bitcha, the child is a mamza. Neima Kosova Rabino Ev Kechom Mev Nabo Bas Yisrael Ab Lad Mamza. Dr. Gemore, no, it's not Mucha. It could very well be that's true, the child is a yid. But a mamza won't be, Nehei de Kosher Lo Yhave, it's not Kosher Lo Kehune, but Mamze Loyavi, it's also not a Mamze. Apostle makes it. It's Apostle, it's Apostle of Kahune, but it's not a Mamze. Now let us see Rashi. Shma Mino, Midakor Leila, Ben Bas Yisroel. This is the memory of Rabin. Shma Mino, Midakor Leila, Ben Bas Yisroel, Abba Mevika Chavim Bincha, Reima Kosova Rabin, Oivik Chav Evda Bobas Yisrael, Havlad Mamza Gavina. The Osa Lashmina. Rabin is coming to tell us the Loi Shadina Lei Bosa Oivik Chav. What did Rabin say? Rabin said it's called Bincha. that means we don't say he's a goy. The name Moivet Kechavim. He's not called a goy. And if he would have been a goy, even his guy, he says it's called Bincha. Abbas Yisrael Shadimah. Bekivin Shebaaveiran Loila. Narashu was on top of the Maravera. Bekivin Shebaaveiran Loila. Narashu Shim told his Maravera for a boy to be boy about Yisrael. Havale Yisrael Pofel. Kisharna Lodi Mimi Shein Olam Kedushin. Nisamba Masnithin. Shein Mamzeir. So all of a sudden Rashi is very unclear over here. Rashi is potach ba'aveira. Then Rashi kivsh ha'aveira ma'ut. And Rashi seems to say that there's an aveira, min aveira, if a goy marries a yid. Kivsh ba'aveira ma'ut. Havo le Yisrael posel. So this Yisrael is posel kishar ne'lodim mimi shein olam kedushin. So matnisen she'em amzeir. So Rashi starts with an aveira. And then ends up as no Tvisas Kedushin. So, for some reason, Rashi saw in the Mishnah you need these two factors to make Mamzeret, Aveira and Itvisas Kedushin. And since this child is a Yid, so Mamela, if it is an Aveira and Itvisas Kedushin, and a Yid, so Mamela, there should be Mamzeret. Or Mishani, Mehocha, Leitishma Mamzeret. From that what Ravina said that the child is a Yid, we cannot derive from this to be the Mamzeret. That is true. We can figure out he's not a kosher. Since it goes after the Yid. Again, Rashi says, Nailed Baveira has nothing to do with the Yid and not a Yid. I don't understand. Again, Rashi comes again with Baveira. That's true, the kosher. He's not a kosher. The Shadlai Bosa Yisrael, Lias Nailed Baveira. But Mamzamil is Ishmamino. The Brinim v'Yevomis, the Mamzer me'Eishes Ovir Yalav. Mamzeres, we learn how from Eishes Ovir. Ma'Eishes Ov, the Ein Loi Oleh HaKedushin, Ava Yesh Loi Kedushin Ala Cheret. Malok Siv Shavlad Mamzer, the Samach Loi Loi Yavi Mamzer, Av Kol Shein Loi Oleh HaKedushin, Ava Yesh Loi Kedushin Ala Cheret, Avu Kevi Kechom, the Lest Loi Kedushin Klau. Agavuche, just let's try to understand this Gemara for 1 minute. It's a very interesting Gemara. The Gemara says, we learn how Mamzeres from Eishes Ov. Now, Eishes Ov is a Mamzer because he can't have Kedushin with her, but he can have Kedushin with someone else. Hashenka Nagoyi can't have Kedushin with anybody, so it's not a Mamzer. Rekta Rashbe and Yevom is Sakoshke. I mean, what are you saying over here? You're saying, no one is a Mamzer, Eishes Ov, because he can have Kedushin with someone else. So, but together they can't have Kedushin. But a goy, they can't have Kedushin with anyone. So then it's not a month. So it's a husband, it's a koske. He's a reason as follows. If this person is about Tvisas Kedushin, so what is creating the E Tvisas Kedushin? The Choymer Ha'elbe. Choymer Ha'elbe makes Mamzeir. Masha Enkein. By a goy, the E Tvisas Kedushin is not because of the Chaymer Elva, he bechlaus Allah about Tvisas Kedushin. So that's not Dumya Deishas Ov. The Torah gave a Moshal Deishas Ov that be'etzim there could be Tvisas Kedushin, no, the Chaymer Elva prevents Kedushin. That spells out Mamzeir. But if Samazeh is Allah about Tvisas Kedushin, there's no Mamzeir. Yeah. So the Gemara says, so it could very well be, even though the child is a Yisrael, but it's not a mamzer, because you learn after me they should saw. Aval posel mikri, kishar neilodem, ba'aveire mechai vilav neyesu she'ena mamzerim, and l'chayre, this is posel l'kun. That's l'chayre b'shar. As follows. If this person is about Tvisas Kedushin, so what is creating the e-Tvisas Kedushin? The Choymer Ha'elbe. Choymer Ha'elbe makes mamzerim. Masha enkein. By a goy, the E Tvisas Kedushin is not because of the Chaymer Elva, he bechlaus Allah about Tvisas Kedushin. So that's not Dumya Deishas Ov. The Torah gave a Moshal Deishas Ov that be'etzim there could be Tvisas Kedushin, no, the Chaymer Elva prevents Kedushin. That spells out Mamzeir. But if Samazeh is Allah about Tvisas Kedushin, there's no Mamzeir. Yeah. So the Gemara says, so it could very well be, even though the child is a Yisrael, but it's not a mamzer, because you learn after me they should saw. Aval posel mikri, kishar neilodem, ועבירה מחי ולבנה יסו שאינו ממזרים, אין לכי רב, זה פוסל לכהונה, נצלח הרב שם.